If you're driving 60 miles an hour and you drive for 1 hour, how far do you end up traveling?
I don't know. I'm not good at math.
2 hours? 2 hours?
2 hours?
2 hours?
2 hours?
Stations are tuned in too.
Blacker. Well, welcome to The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser, the hottest Spotify podcast, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Stop playing with me, stop playing with me, stop playing with me. So let's get into it, man. I'm back with another episode of The Rush. Well, I feel a little bit nervous because, like, this is a full episode, really. So last time, my first episode that I posted was a trailer episode explaining what this podcast is about. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I just want to say thank you for being here and thank you for lending me your time and your ears. I promise you won't regret it. So, like, let's get into it, shall we? So, like, the thing is, living in a rush. I mean, we all can agree that our generation likes to do things in a rush. Like, every time they step into a thing, they just want to do it so quickly that they want to see the results right away. I mean, the question is, why do we gotta do that, man? Like, why do we gotta live in a rush like this? Well, anyway, that's today's topic on The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser. You know what I'm saying, man. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. So we're just gonna take a little quick break. And while you at it, make sure you leave a comment on this episode below. And make sure you leave a heart on this episode. Make sure you follow this podcast, The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser, man. See you after the break.
Your systems are offline.
Stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back to The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser. Again, man, you know how we do it, man. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I'm gonna say that till it gets into your head, man. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, living in a rush, like, why? Why do we gotta live in a rush, you know? So, basically, I mean, as a person, you want to achieve everything you ever wanted in life, which causes you to focus on too many things, trying to make your life better in every aspect. But the thing is, when you start to focus on too many things, you lose focus on everything. We do things in a rush with hasty decisions and inconsiderable steps, only to regret it later. Or better yet, be hard on ourselves that everything we do fails. Or maybe turning over things, you start to achieve in whatever your goals were and plans were. And then afterwards, you don't know your way forward, you know. So, like, it's just like you just focus on too many things, man. If you know what I'm saying. So, like, it's a conversation I keep having with myself. Is it worth it living in a rush? You know what I'm saying? Like, focusing on too many things, doing things not with patience, you know. I'm pretty sure that you are well acquainted with the saying that says patience is virtue. I mean, in this generation, it's like, fuck patience, really. You know, it's like, just imagine, too much speed, too much pressure on the pedal, unsteady suspension, one mistake and it's a car crash. In this case, imagine if it's you in the crash. I don't understand why we gotta do everything in a rush. I mean, I get that life is short, but living in a hurry, do you really think that living in a hurry will solve all your problems? Problems will always be there, whether you made it in life or you're still trying to. But the best thing about problems is problems always come with solutions. And the first solution to everything is not to be rushing to do things or having anything. Your time will come. Your time will come, man. Like, it's we can say that it's not the first time that you hear someone says your time will come. But the thing is, when will your time come? When will my time come? You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's just, sometimes I really think it ain't worth it. But sometimes I just, you know, figure out, what if I just don't make it, trying to be patient and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a conversation I keep having with myself that, what if I die tomorrow and I haven't even made, or I haven't even achieved my goal, or one goal better yet? I just keep on asking myself, what if I just die? I'm pretty sure I would be one messed up third person living in a guilt in the afterlife. I would just be messed up, really. I would just be that messed up third person in heaven. Yeah, of course, I said heaven. I'm going to heaven, by the way. I ain't going anywhere else but heaven. Anyway, that's not the case. But really, though, I'm going to heaven. So that's not the case. I mean, living in a rush is the case this moment. You see? So the way we live in a rush, we focus on too many things. You know, my boss always tell me that I should stop focusing on too many things. And then every time when he says that, I keep on asking myself, if I don't focus on too many things, what if I focus on one thing and then that thing doesn't succeed as I'm being patient about it? What if it doesn't move forward? What if it just stops and stuck? And then for all of that matter, I wasted my energy and time and my all in, you know. But then again, focusing on too many things at once. You know, I get the fact that each and every one of us wants to achieve more than one thing. Yeah, it's sensible. But have you ever thought of this? Focusing on too many things causes you to divide your energy and time among all of them. Like, it's really easy when you've picked one. Like, when you've picked one thing to focus all your energy in, and then when you achieve that one thing or that goal, you use its success to finance your next goal. It's like, for instance, it's like a mathematical Bodmer's rule. In this case, it's a Bodmer's of your life steps. You know, I may sound what can I say? I may sound you can say amusing, but not really amusing when I tell you to focus on one thing. Yet I'm also not focusing on one thing. You know, sometimes I just be like, I do too many things at once, you know. And then after I done all of those things, later on, let's say I focus on making a song right now, and then during that time I just focus on how to get that song marketed. Or I just think about making that song being heard, and I just focus on making a plan for that song to be distributed. There's like four things at once. I don't focus on making the song perfect. I just focus on too many things and start to worry about things not knowing that I have to make the song perfect for people to love it. And then it's like focusing on a song to make it seem sound nice and all of that. But at the time, I don't focus on that. I focus on too many things. And then later on, when the song is not good, I'll be like, if I had my mind only on that song, how would the song turn out to be? Would it be still the same, or would it be much more better than how it is today? You know what I'm saying? So like, it takes away your focus and all of that, like focusing on too many things. Like I always keep asking myself, why am I doing that anyway? But in the same time, I'm like, nah man, I don't have time to focus on just one thing when I just got many things ahead of me, or many things in my plate. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's really confusing, and it's really messed up, really, you know. So the thing is, I want to live in a rush in the same time, and at the same time, I don't want to live in a rush, you know what I'm saying? So it's really about how you handle yourself as a person. You gotta know what you want, you gotta know how to get that thing, and you gotta know why you want that thing, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah man, I just think it's my opinion to say that living in a rush is not worth it. Even though I do it sometime, but actually I do it all the time, but sorry, even though I do it sometime, I just really think it's not worth it, because I look down my memory lane and check out things that I've done in a rush and ask myself, what if I had patience? What if I waited to give that specific goal some time? You know what I'm saying? Like when I be making a song today, and then that song sounds dope at that moment, and I be like, now I want to finish this song, and I want to hear when it's done, and then I just do things quickly without even looking at other things. And then three days later, I'll be like, listening to the song, same song. This is me. Damn. This song is good, but now they are way more than... there are too many mistakes that I could have prevented. But then that time, I didn't have that time to hear the other things that I could have prevented. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's human nature. In the same time, it's just some things that we can avoid, you know. Focusing on too many things is just a distraction on another level, yet we don't realize that, but anyway, we do it, you know what I'm saying. So anyway, let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back to it after the break. And while you edit, just think about why do you live in a rush? You know what I'm saying? Why do you live in a rush? Anyway, this is The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser, the hottest Spotify radio show. Anyway, it's not only on Spotify. You can find it on all other podcast platforms like Google Podcasts, like Breaker Podcasts. And I just want to reach an audience with this podcast. So anyway, while we on the break, just think about it. Why are you living in a rush? Why do you take time to focus on too many things? Why don't you just focus on one thing at that time? And then when you succeed in that specific one thing, you use its success to finance your other goals, your next goal. Why is it like that? Why are you doing that as a person? That's what I keep on asking myself every day. And every night I go to sleep, you know. So anyway, let's take a quick break, and then we will be back. Anyway, this is Kelvin Chaser with The Rush. Stop playing with me, stop playing with me, stop playing with me, man. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Welcome back to The Rush, man. You know what I'm saying? This is Kelvin Chaser. I'm gonna keep on saying this. Stop playing with me, man. You know how we do this shit. So, as I was saying, ask yourself, why are you focusing on too many things? Why are you living in a rush, man? So, let's just say that, you know, you focus on whatever you're focusing on. Let's say you're focusing on 5 things at the same time, and then you succeed in all of them. Like, sometimes I just get scared that focusing on too many things and then succeeding in everything that I focused on, and that time I won't know how to divide my energy all throughout the goals that I've invested in, you see. So, like, I keep on telling myself, and it is my advice to you, like, breaking through in everything can destroy everything. So let's say you focused on everything you ever wanted to do, and turns out you succeed in all of them. For instance, let's say you followed more than one career path at once and you succeed in all of them at the same time. So tell me if you call that a trip to a happy life, or a trip to more problems and more problems and more problems in your life. You see, the thing is, I don't think even successful people worry about unnecessary stuff. Well, no. I think even successful people worry about unnecessary stuff they could have prevented, but then they spend too much time worrying about chasing the bag. Look, I'm not saying don't chase the bag. Well, you have to, it's a must. But take things to your own advantage. Analyze your strength. To which goal can your strength be compatible to? And start focusing all your energy in that one thing. And then when you succeed, you can now take that success to your other goal. You know, when they say when you open one door, that door can open other doors. We all had that say. You know, sometimes there are a lot of sayings that make sense when you really think about them, but just because you don't think about them, they seem like, nah, a person just decided to make some bunch of words to make sense out of it. But anyway, it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but sometimes when you really think about it, it's really interesting that when you sit down and really think about it, one door can open other doors, and then you take your life and put it in the line and ask yourself, what if I focus on this one thing? What if I just focus on this one thing? For instance, like, I'm a musician, you know, I make music, but I'm not only a musician, I manage artists. I do this, I do that. So I keep on asking myself, what if I just focus on being a musician only? Invest in it, invest all my energy in it. And then when I succeed in it, I can finance my other goals of managing other artists. I can finance my other goals of producing. You know, I just keep on asking myself, is it that hard? But every time when I sit down and have a conversation with myself, my mind just disagrees with me, saying, man, what if you die tomorrow and you haven't even achieved one? I mean, what if? And then what if you be impatient enough to focus on that one thing, and then that thing just doesn't go through? You know, they say patience is virtue. But I get that. You see, the thing is, nobody got time to wait. But sometimes I really think it's worth it, because you find out that if you had waited, whatever you had wanted could have been 10 times better than what you have now. I mean, it's a disease that everyone has, even myself, I'm included. You know, I know I'm not patient at some point, but when I think about it, it's just something that I can do. Just be patient. It's not that hard, you know. I get that everyone wants everything. You gotta have it all in life. You know, that's what we tell ourselves as today's generation, you know. Focus on too many things. Every time when we go to bed, we'll be like, okay, I'm focusing on one thing. Yeah, I'm investing my energy in it. And then, boom, you dream about driving a Lamborghini or having a mansion. Tomorrow morning, you'll be like, nah, actually, what I thought of yesterday is not really what I wanted, you know. So let me just focus on getting a Lambo. And then let me focus on getting a mansion, without knowing that what you thought about yesterday before you slept was actually the thing that could have got you to a Lamborghini. Now that you are thinking of a Lamborghini, start thinking of having that Lamborghini and start thinking of how you can get that Lamborghini. And then you get distracted for your initial original goal. Man, this is really, it's really, I don't know, it's just really, it's too much, and at the same time it's just too confusing. And but it's life after all. What can we say? What can you say? Just think about it. What can you say? What can you say? Anyway, tell me what you say by posting using hashtag The Rush with Kelvin Chaser, and also Living in the Rush, and I could feature your comment in my next episode before we move on to the next one. So you know what I'm saying. It's just, we're just so good at doing things so fast that we forget about other fundamentals of life. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's not only you, I'm also included in it, you know. You know, and then the thing is, we are way too much under pressure. We are way too much under pressure that sometimes we just ask ourselves that, what are we doing wrong? Especially when we got the time to to compare ourselves with other people who are making big moves in their lives. You know what I'm saying? You know, I work with people. So every time they see another person making a big move in their lives or succeeding in something, they just stand back and ask themselves, what are we doing wrong? And it never gets old. Like, they keep on saying that and saying that over and over again. So it's a thing that we all have in our mind. Anyway, shout out to my team, and shout out to the people I'm working with. These guys are awesome. So it's a disease that we all got, you know. It's just that with my people, they just like to over exaggerate on stuff. So, well, that's what makes them who they are, and that's what makes them awesome. So guys, is it that worth it to be living in a rush when you really think about it? Is it worth it? Is it, just think about it, you know what I'm saying? Just think about it, man. So, well, I've thought about it, and I still can't get the answers, because I keep on getting the same answers. What if I die tomorrow and I haven't even achieved one thing? But anyway, God got my back. I don't know who got your back, but I'm saying that God got my back, so I trust in Him. God, I hope you're listening, that I must not die anytime soon, because I just want a lot in life, you know. I keep on planning and planning and planning every day, and planning every day, actually. So you know what I'm saying. So guys, just make sure you leave a comment tagging Kelvin Chaser on Facebook, and using hashtag The Rush with myself, Kelvin Chaser, and hashtag Living in a Rush. Man, tell me, what are your thoughts on this? What? Why? Why? The question is why. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, guys, we have reached the end of today's episode. Just tell me what you think, and don't forget to like this podcast and follow this podcast, and also follow Kelvin Chaser on Spotify, man. You know how we do it, man. This is Kelvin Chaser again, and this is The Rush, man. You know what I'm saying, man. Stop playing with me, man. See you this Friday when on another episode, Freaky Fridays. Well, it's all about music. So on Friday, guys, we're getting freaky. We're talking about music. I'm really looking forward to talk about Drake's new Certified Lover Boy and Donda. You know what I'm saying, man. And also, we could discuss their beef, man. I really don't know why they are beefing. Well, looking down the memory line, they were good. So I don't know. So anyway, today is not the time to talk about Drake and Kanye West. We'll see them on Friday. Just make sure you turn the notifications on my page on Facebook at Kelvin Chaser Music. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Kelvin Chaser. It's The Rush, man. It's The Rush. Anyway, have a great Tuesday. And have a great week. See you on Friday. Peace out.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.